When you first typed me, I knew it was an act of love, a demonstration of command, and an insight into my heart. When I first wore your mask, it was because it thrilled me to focus all my attention, all my senses on your touch. Gentle and strong, soft but firm, and all above, knowing your fingers, such familiar explorers of my country. Ordering me to cover my eyes was not what I wanted. I wanted to see you, how your face goes slack just before you're going to come in me. But once you placed the mask on me, I was so grateful for your wisdom, for knowing that the mask would force me to be aware of the taste of you. Tangy, creamy when you come. Earthy, male when I lick your ass. Ugh, the smell of you. The way that the sweat of your lust coats the top of your cock. So that when you hold it a millimeter in front of my mask, the musk of your own desire fills my nostrils, and the scent of my own need flows out of my pussy. But when I first wore your collar, I was so proud. It just felt amazing. 'Cause I knew that when you chose me as the one to wear it, you're telling me and the world that I was your good girl, the one you want to soothe your heart and to warm your cock, the one whose head you want to cradle in your lap and whose juice you want on your tongue. I love knowing that when I wear your collar, I am yours, and yours alone. That you are my master, and that you have complete control over me. And so, I kneel. Supplicant, virginal, waiting for your fingers, your tongue, and your cock. Desperate to see your smile as your eyes crinkle and to hear your praise, the words I long to hear you speak when you tell me I'm your girl. But I wait too for the word I need to hear. No. I need your no in my life. I need to hear you tell me not to come. To tell me that you don't think I deserve that yet. That I need to try harder. Need to be tighter for you than I've ever been and take you in deeper than ever before. For me to moan more loudly as you slide your plug into me. For me to writhe on the bed as you penetrate my cunt and my ass and to beg for your permission. To cry and plead for you to let me come. In a way that you find so irresistible that your sweet seed spills everywhere over me. When you turn your body over, so that I kneel for you, my ass up in the air for your inspection. I need you to remind me that you have standards and that you expect me to meet them. You want my smell to be more alluring than any other woman, my lips to be the softest velvet on your cock, my thighs to be dripping with need, and my pussy to be trembling, quivering, aching for you. And all I ever want to be is just how you want me to be. But the thing you want me to do perfectly, the one you spend so much time on, is touching myself, bringing myself pleasure as you watch me and stroke your genitals, making your cock slippery with your saliva, and squeezing your balls as they fill themselves with your sticky need for me. You want me to sit on the edge of the bed, smile at you, look at you directly in your eyes as I stroke my beautiful breasts for you. Open my legs for you. Let my finger glide up and down my pussy. Very slowly. Barely opening my full lips, but gradually as my juices starts to flow. Letting my fingers start to slide across my lips. Like this. And slip inside. And slip inside me. And my small cry of desire brings joy to your face. And in that moment, I know I've pleased you. I know that I've been the best girl for you, master. And that's when I need to come so badly. So I look up at you, my eyes full of love. Can you see how they shine? How they gaze at you? Can I tell you what you mean to me? While I touch myself, can I show you? I want to touch myself in the way that pleases you the most. My fingers are going deeper inside me. Is your cock growing stronger? As I tease my clit. I want to watch you tease the rim all around your tip. Thank you, master. I'm imagining that you're inside me. That I'm sitting on your lap and I'm naked for you. No underwear. Just bare lips, quivering, hard, desperate for you. And as I slide my fingers into myself, the walls enclose them so softly, and I'm riding your cock. Oh, fuck. You feel so fucking good. Do you like it? When you go slide up and down on your fucking shaft, tell me how good I make you feel and how proud you are of me That's all I ever really wanted, to be yours. Can you see my eyes begging you? Can you hear my need for you? I need you. I need you to let me come. Please, smile at me. Nod your head and I will fuck myself so hard for you. Just like and as my pussy quivers and my spirit floats across the moon, I know that I'm your girl.